That's Tuesday afternoon, 2:30, and that means Margaret Mills. Good afternoon, Margaret.
Good afternoon, Scott.
Now, I believe that last week we went to Harwich, in a way. This week we're going just down the coast to Walton-on-the-Naze, and it's ghost story, is that right?
Well, yes. Mm. I'm reporting, really, on where ghosts can be seen.
Really can be seen?
Well, I'm reliably informed from many, many sources that these are fairly well-documented ghosts, all Walton-on-the-Naze ghosts, mm-hmm. in and around. There's a ghostly fisherman at Walton-on-the-Naze that people have reported exchanging a few words with, turning round, turning back, and the fisherman is no longer there. Now, you could say, well, maybe he's fallen into the water, but no, I don't think so. I don't think so. So if you notice a fisherman when you're at Walton-on-the-Naze, it's worth checking whether it's a ghost or it is somebody who's still alive. The other place where ghosts have been seen at Walton-on-the-Naze is the Naze Tower. Mm-hmm. The Naze Tower apparently, over many, many centuries, was used by soldiers. It was certainly used as a lookout post in the Second World War. But before then, as far as we can tell from the records, soldiers were quartered there in the Napoleonic Wars. So in the 18th century, 1790s, up until about early 1800s, there were soldiers quartered there watching out for the enemy. And many people have reported seeing soldiers in very old-fashioned military dress, i.e. red coats, in and around the Naze Tower. They've also reported seeing more modern day soldiers, i.e. Second World War, people dressed in Second World War battle dress, and records do show that it was used in the Second World War as well. So very many reports of ghostly soldiers.
But do these ghosts appear at any particular time? No. Or any particular season? Or?
No, there doesn't seem to be any pattern. The reports cover a fairly wide basis of years and times and seasons of the year. Mm-hmm. Most people tend to think of winter and autumn as being the main times, but no, there's a number of reported sightings in spring and summer. Mm-hmm. Also ghostly bells heard.
Really?
And this may be due to coastal erosion, because there are records of a number of properties that were very close to the water's edge that over the years, with the erosion that's taken place, have fallen into the water. And certainly it's quite possible that a church was one of them.
Oh, I see. So it's not bells from one of the mooring buoys or anything like
that? No, it's said to be church bells from a previous church that was situated at Walton. And it's said that those bells can be heard at certain times.
You say certain times, so is there actually a fixed time?
I think it depends on the water, on tides, and things like this, yes. But certainly it's been reported on a fairly regular basis of people hearing ghostly bells.
All right, thank you very much indeed. And next week we're going...
Well, next week I thought we could look at some Essex cures and remedies.
Some more of those. I seem to recall some one or two of those last time.
Yes.
Not cures I'd like to try. But okay, we'll take another look at some of those next week. Thank you very much, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.